Thank you. Okay. Well, I'm so glad to see everyone, and I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Indigenous people who first lived on the land that I call home today, Arlington, Virginia. I thank the Powhatan people for what they involuntarily bequeathed to the European settlers and to all the present inhabitants of this region around what is now Washington, D.C. It's wonderful to see so many of you joining the meditation today. And it was also wonderful to see and meet many of you 2 weeks ago at our Great Bold National Gathering. That was a great gift to all of us, I think, to be able to meet together even when we couldn't physically be together or embody our beloved community in person. It was the next best thing. I don't know about you, but the National Gathering came right in the nick of time for me. The last year and a half has been full of stress and anxiety for all of us, full of grief and loss and unimaginable destruction of the web of human relationships, destruction of the environment, and destruction of trust in our institutions. Of course, for many in our country and around the world, the state of being traumatized and unable to trust in anything is just the way things are all the time, every day. Some of our brothers and sisters have never been able to trust our institutions. They suffer the systemic problems of white supremacy, racism, lack of equal access to food, clean water and health care, to decent housing, good jobs, good education. And now on top of these realities, we have the overlay of the pandemic crisis and an accelerating climate crisis. And they are converging at a time of deep moral reckoning. Those who have been going without are demanding accountability for those who have plenty and all they need. The earth is coming for a reckoning. Our brothers and sisters demand a reckoning. Weather patterns that we've never experienced before demand a reckoning. And indeed, we must reckon with ourselves. Here is how the writer and conservation activist Terry Tempest Williams put this existential crisis into words in an article a few months ago. "I am unraveling. I am unraveling like a rattlesnake in the desert, tightly coiled, my tail issuing a warning I cannot yet decipher. My mind is unraveling as I move to free my thoughts from being held captive for too long in such a tensely wound space. For months, I have been in a defensive stance, visible only to surrounding ghosts. Fear brought me here. Uncertainty brought me here. 250,000 dead from the coronavirus brought me here. My capacity to strike from one emotion to the next frightens me. After isolating myself in a landscape of arid beauty during the global pandemic, why do I find myself in the process of unraveling now? What is waiting and wanting to come forth? Truly, these are days when I feel just like Terry described. I'm unraveling and I don't know what I'm becoming. Those are the days also when I'm most grateful for the few persons and the few groups of persons whom I trust. I know I trust my spouse, my sister, three or four friends who have been with me most of my life. They've seen the worst and best of me, and they are still here for me. They've shown a consistency of love and support for me over time. I trust three female friends with whom I co-facilitate a women's group. I can tell them anything. And I know I can trust our beloved community coming to the table to hold me in its gentle embrace. I know that this handful of people, together with my CTT, my coming to the table relations, value me and they share my values. They provide the safe container for me. I'd like you to think about a couple of questions for a few minutes as we sit together now. Who is there for you during these very difficult times? And very importantly, are you there for yourself? Do you know your own value? Do you recognize it when you see it or when you sense it? And because these are difficult subjects, please be gentle with yourself. As always, when we do these meditations, if you feel uncomfortable or in any way, don't hesitate to move away from the screen or go get a drink of water or whatever you need to do. Be safe, first of all. So now I'd like us to get comfortable and into a seated position and find your seat on your chair or on the floor and assume a position that is erect but not stiff. And feel your bottom on the chair and your back holding you up. And root your feet into the floor or the earth. And as always, please feel to close your eyes or turn off your camera if you've not already done so. I'm a Tai Chi practitioner. In Tai Chi, some of our principles are spine upright and open, relax and sink. Feel your root deep in the ground. My Tai Chi teacher tells me to pretend there is a string attached to the top of your head, holding it up. I find that helpful not only during Tai Chi, but during daily life. And so in meditation, we are doing the same thing. The gravity is pulling us down and we want to be rooted and also at the same time, stretching up toward the heaven. We want our spine erect but flexible. We want our spine to be strong so that we can open our hearts to whatever is present. Sense your spine and your strong back. Sense your soft, open heart, open front and heart. And let's breathe together. And let our breath just be there without doing anything special. And we try to let go of distractions, let them fall away, and concentrate on breathing. breathing really is like a miracle. It does it by itself. We don't have to do anything. And I invite you to feel what it feels like for our breath to come into our chest and move around into our lungs and into all our organs. And let it soften all the knots and the painful places. And just notice the quality of your breath. Is it smooth? Is it ragged? And if you start to think about Masterpiece Theater or another distraction, let your breath be your anchor that brings you back. And now I'd like you to invite you to let your breath circulate around your heart. What does it feel? What do you sense when your breath circulates around your heart? How is your body reacting to the feeling of breath against your heart? In the Chinese world, there's a concept of the heart mind. And it encompasses all of the qualities of the intellect and the heart in one manifestation, in the sense of being the seat of moral virtue and intention. And I'd invite you to sense that part of your body, your heart mind, that holds your moral virtue, your best self, your value, and your values. And just breathe. And now I'd like to invite you to remember a time in your life when you were at your best, when you were really living into what you consider your value and your values, your moral virtue. You might have been a child. It could have been an experience from long ago, or maybe it just happened last week. It was a time when you trusted yourself and you did the right thing, even though you may have been afraid or experiencing exceptional difficulty or anxiety in your life. For me, this happened during the national gathering. I read aloud during the Link Descendants plenary session a short piece I had written about my ancestors, their entanglement with slavery, and with the displacement of the indigenous Cherokee of Georgia, and with the expansion of, quote, manifest destiny. I felt like I was naked on stage and extremely scared, but I did it and I spoke my truth. It was the best of me, and I proved I could live out my values. So remember that time for yourself, the time when you were at your best, and take yourself back into that time, that experience, and be very gentle with yourself. Envision yourself in that situation and see yourself there and breathe. What is the sensation you are feeling now? I would like you to bathe yourself, bathe those sensations in your breath. Circulate those sensations along with your breath, around your heart. And welcome those sensations. They could be very tender. You might want to put your hand over your heart while you remember this experience and this sensation or these sensations. And welcome those sensations and tell yourself to be at ease with yourself, that you are safe with yourself. And as we're starting to bring this meditation to a close, I invite you to breathe deeply into every part of your body. Feel your breath stretching into your toes and your fingertips. Your lower back, where sometimes you may have a twinge of pain, I do. Your shoulders, the top of your head, feel your breath, the back of your eyes, sense all the sensations that come to you now as your breath breathes your body. And now I invite you to begin to bring your senses back to the room or back to the screen and our community here on the screen and our larger community out in the world. And let us sense the deep churn of the world and its pain and those who await us outside. And let's go forward, remembering that each of us is our own child and deserves the most tender care and nurturing and respect. And I dedicate this practice to you, my coming to the table community.